Good morning.
Good morning.
So yeah, I'm going to do my sermon. So take a second to think about who is your biggest role model? Who's your biggest role model? A role model is a person who is seen by others as an example to be followed. And when it talks about a person being an example, that can range from anything. Does your role model fit this definition? How do they fit it? Maybe you want to be like Shaquille O'Neal. He's 7 feet tall, he can dunk, and he's really athletic. But even people like him have flaws. He was slow and not as hardworking as others. Role models like him will have flaws, and you can say this about any other celebrity. Your celebrities and role models you look up to will have their shortcomings, and this will always be unavoidable. But there is one person who you can count on who has no shortcomings, and one person who is without fault. That person is Jesus. On top of not having any flaws, Jesus has many qualities we can take and learn from. And today we are going to look at three of those qualities. Jesus can be seen as a good role model because he always asks for things through prayer. If you turn to Matthew chapter 7, it says, "Ask, and it will be given to you. Seek, and you will find. Knock, and the door will be opened to you. For everyone who asks receives, the one who seeks finds, and to the one who knocks, the door will be opened. Which of you, if your son asks for bread, will give him a stone? Or if he asks for a fish, will give him a snake? If you, then, though you are evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your Father in heaven give good gifts to those who ask him? So in everything, do to others what you'd have them do to you, for this sums up the law and the prophets." Jesus tells us to ask, seek, and knock. What does this mean? How do we do this? We do this by praying. This means that we should pray because we can't receive things unless we ask for them. Through prayer, we can express our problems to God, and he will give us an answer to our problem in a way we wouldn't expect it. In verses 9 through 11, it shows that God is like a parent. He will show us the way to solve something if we just ask. He always knows what we want and need, but he wants us to ask for it. He wants to hear our requests, and he wants what is best for us. We can find our answers if we look for it through prayer. A good role model gives good advice, but also lives by it. Jesus wouldn't ask us to do something if he didn't do it himself. An example would be in John chapter 17, where he spends a whole chapter praying for his glorification, but not only for his glorification, but for the glorification of his disciples and his believers. Or another example would be in Matthew chapter 26, verses 36 through 39, where Jesus also shows us that we won't get the answer to our prayers. He didn't want to go to the cross, and he even prayed that he wouldn't have to. It says, "Then Jesus went with his disciples to a place called Gethsemane, and he said to them, 'Sit here while I go over there and pray.' He took Peter and the two sons of Zebedee along with him, and he began to be sorrowful and troubled. Then he said to them, 'My soul is overwhelmed with sorrow to the point of death. Stay here and keep watch with me.' Going a little further, he fell with his face to the ground and prayed, 'My Father, if it is possible, may this cup be taken from me, yet not as I will, but you will.'" In this verse, Jesus was praying to avoid being crucified, but he didn't receive the answer for this prayer because he had to do it. This again shows how God is a parent, because even when he doesn't give us exactly what we ask for, he wants what is best for us. But God is also greater than a parent. He is all powerful and perfect. So of course it makes sense that we should talk to him all the time through prayer. Jesus is also a good role model to follow because of his humility. We should be humble because it will eventually reward us down the road. Turn to Matthew chapter 20, verses 25 through 28. It says, Jesus called them together and said, "You know that the rulers of the Gentiles lord it over them, and their high officials exercise authority over them. Not so with you. Instead, whoever wants to become great among you must be your servant, and whoever wants to be first must be your slave, just as the Son of Man did not come to be served, but to serve, and to give his life as a ransom for many." As a Christian, you need to acknowledge that you are not going to be at the top, and you will be last for your beliefs. As a Christian, you also need to humble yourself in the sense of recognizing that God is greater than you. And if you want another example of Jesus and his humility, turn to Matthew chapter 26, verses 52 through 53, where Jesus is being turned into the people by Judas, and to defend him, a disciple of his cuts off one of the officer's ears. In this verse, Jesus says, "Put your sword back in its place," Jesus said to him, "for all who draw the sword will die by the sword. Do you think I cannot call on my Father, and he will at once put at my disposal more than 12 legions of angels?" Jesus is the Son of God and has infinite power. While walking on this earth, he could have used this power to his advantage, but he didn't. Instead, he used this power to help others, and he never used it for his personal gain. Jesus is also a good role model because of how enduring he was in the face of persecution. He would preach about the word of God, and in response, the people would usually reject him and answer with violence and hate. Everywhere Jesus taught, he would always be at risk of persecution and death. And Jesus fully acknowledges this by saying in Matthew chapter 5, verses 10, that, "Blessed are those who are persecuted because of righteousness, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven." Jesus is aware of this, and yet still carries God's will around with him. Jesus even faced persecution for preaching the word in his hometown, in Luke chapter 4, verses 16 through 30. He went to Nazareth, where he had been brought up, on the Sabbath day, and went into the synagogue, as was his custom. He stood up to read, and the scroll of the prophet Isaiah was handed to him. Unrolling it, he found the place where it is written, "The Spirit of the Lord is on me, because he has anointed me to proclaim the good news to the poor. He has sent me to proclaim the freedom for the prisoners and recovery of sight for the blind, to set the oppressed free, to proclaim the year of the Lord's favor." Then he rolled up the scroll, gave it back to the attendant, and sat down. The eyes of everyone in the synagogue were fastened on him. He began by saying to them, "Today the scripture is fulfilled in your hearing." All spoke well of him and were amazed at the gracious words that came from his lips. "Isn't this Joseph's son?" they asked. Jesus said to them, "Surely you will quote this proverb to me, 'Physician, heal yourself,' and you will tell me, 'Do here in your hometown what we have heard that you did in Capernaum.' Truly I tell you," he continued, "no prophet is accepted in his hometown. I assure you that there were many widows in Israel in Elijah's time, when the sky was shut for 3.5 years, and there was a severe famine throughout the land. Yet Elijah was not sent to any of them, but to a widow in Zephath in the region of Sidon. And there were many in Israel with leprosy in the time of Elisha the prophet, Yet not one of them was cleansed, only Naaman the Syrian. All the people in the synagogue were furious when they heard this. They got up, drove him out of the town, and took him to the brow of the hill on which the town was built, in order to throw him off the cliff. But he walked right through the crowd and went on his way. And as he continues to preach to the listening crowd slowly becomes angry to the point of violence. In fact, they become so violent that they try to chase him off a cliff. Even though we may be persecuted for our righteousness, we will be rewarded for it in the long run. Remember Matthew chapter 5, verses 10, that those who are persecuted because of their righteousness will receive the kingdom of heaven. And if we continue with our Christianly journey, we will be protected and rewarded with God's grace. The scripture tells us that we are not alone in our persecution. For Jesus, through the scriptures, tells us that if the world hates you, keep in mind that it hated me first. If you belong to this world, it would have loved you as its own. As it is, you do not belong to the world, but I have chosen you out of the world. That is why the world hates you. Let's follow the example of righteousness, because Jesus went along with it, and now he's rewarded with the seat at God's right hand. Carry on walking the narrow road, for there is clearly word and evidence to back up that being righteous rewards you in the next life. For enduring persecution of the world is a way of saying that you accept the Lord. These are just three of many reasons on why we should make Jesus our role model, pray, be humble, and endure persecution boldly. These three qualities just show us just how perfect and blameless Jesus is. These three qualities allow us to see why we should set a higher standard for who our role models are. Jesus should be our highest and greatest example, an example that shows us how to live a perfect life. We should make Jesus the most exalted role model instead of our other role models, for they have earthly qualities and flaws, while Jesus has none.